So Acts chapter 17, just another reminder from God's Word how important it is that we make God's Word a vital part of our lives here in Acts chapter 17. Notice verse 10. The Bible says, Acts chapter 17, verse 10, "And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women which were Greeks, and of men not a few." So I've entitled the message, "Searched the Scriptures Daily." Is this not on? Sorry. Where's Michael? It says it's on. So maybe I broke it. I hope not. Sorry about that. How about now? There we go. "Search the Scriptures." Did you guys hear me read that? You want me to read it again? We're all good? Okay, so Acts 17, verses 10 to 12. "Search the Scriptures daily." Let's commit the service to the Lord. Lord, we love you so much. We thank you for the privilege of being here this morning and to gather together around our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. May we lift his name up. Lord, may we open our hearts to hear from your word today and allow you to do a lasting work in our lives. We thank you and we give you this service. We pray it all in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. So if you want to see God's true definition of nobility, here it is. Because he said that these Bereans were more noble than the Christians in Thessalonica. The Thessalonican Christians had gone through a lot of trials through false doctrine, false teachings. But he said that these Berean Christians, or these Berean potential believers as well, they were more noble because of their hunger for the Word of God. That is God's definition of nobility, is a hunger for the Word of God. And so I want to focus this morning on what made them special. And the first thing we see in verse 11 is that they received the Word. They received the Word. This is where it all begins when we get saved. And this is where it all begins as Christians to grow in the Lord, is we must receive the Word. We must open our hearts and receive it. Often, when the Word comes into our life, either through preaching or as we're reading it or studying it or whatever, sometimes it isn't what we want to hear. And often you hear about people saying, "Oh, that was a great sermon today. I loved it. It was wonderful. It made me feel good." You know, sometimes they don't make us feel good. Because sometimes things convict us. Sometimes they point out our sin. God's Word does. Sometimes it makes us uncomfortable. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. That's what we need. And they received the Word. And that's where it all begins. We must receive it. Go back to Acts chapter 2 if you would. And we're talking here in Acts chapter 2 about the early church, just the beginning of the church. And notice what the key was. Here in Acts 2:41, the Bible says, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls." 3,000 people got saved. Why? Because they received the word. They received it. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, please, and verse 13, where Paul actually, at this time, is commending the Thessalonican Christians. And here in 1 Thessalonians, notice chapter 2 and verse 13, Paul says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." He's saying you were a blessing to me because you received the word of God as what it is, the Word of God. Not the words of man, but the Word of God. Now the Bible says, "Lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted Word which is able to save your souls," in James 1:21. God wants us to receive His Word. That's where it all begins. Receive it. Open our hearts. Be willing to receive it. Because the alternative, if you go to John chapter 12, please, and verse 48, the alternative is to reject it. And here in John chapter 12, Jesus had to reject the believer, or not the believers, the leaders, the religious leaders of the day, because they rejected the Word of God. Notice John chapter 12, verse 48. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I've spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Receive, reject. It all begins with receiving it. But there's another step. Notice back in our passage, Acts 17:11, not only does God want us to receive it, but He wants us to receive it with all readiness of mind. It's one thing to say, okay, I'm going to expose myself to the Word. I'm going to be in church when the doors are open. I'm going to allow the Word of God to be spoken in my presence so I can receive it, so I can hear it as much as possible. But that doesn't mean we're receiving it with all readiness of mind. What does this mean? It means God wants us to be focused on hearing from Him. I don't know about you, but sometimes life can be a bit distracting. Sometimes when we go to church, or when we're hearing a Bible study, or even when we're studying the Word ourselves, sometimes our minds can wander. Can they not? And we're thinking about something else. I mean, I know my sermons are really long, but sometimes we're in church and we're looking at the preacher, but we're thinking about something completely different. We need to receive the Word with readiness of mind. We need to be focused on hearing what God has to say in His Word. When David went to the Word of God, he prayed in Psalm 119:18. He said, "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." He said, "Lord, I'm going to open your Word now, please. Open my eyes. Help my focus to be on your Word. I want to behold wondrous things." Doesn't hurt to ask for God's help in this. Readiness of mind. Go to Matthew chapter 13. Jesus in this passage gave us a parable about the seed and the sower. And He is talking in this particular verse, Matthew 13:23, about those who get saved. Matthew 13:23, He says, "But he that received the seed," there's that word receive again, "into good ground is he that heareth the word," look at this next verse, "and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. So it's the receiving and the understanding. They received it with readiness of mind. They opened up their hearts and their minds and said, "Lord, I want to hear from you." We are not only going to listen with our eyes, but we're going to listen with our hearts. We're going to receive it with readiness of mind. So let's go back to our passage. Look what it says after that. These Berean Christians were not only noble because they received the Word, and they received it with readiness of mind, but look what it says. They searched the Scriptures weekly. Just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not what it says, is it? But that's what a lot of Christians do. Yep, every Sunday I'm going to open my Bible. No, it says they searched the Scriptures daily. Daily. Do you think God wants us to be in His Word every day? We know He does. Look at the lesson of the manna from the Old Testament. Manna was the picture of the Word of God. It was a picture of Jesus. And what happened if they said, "Well, I don't want to do it tomorrow. I want to take tomorrow off, so I'm going to gather twice as much today." The Bible says it bred worms and stank. They had to go out every day and gather for that day. God was teaching them a lesson. Search the Scriptures daily. This book is our food as Christians. We need it. And we need to eat God's Word daily. No exceptions. Challenge yourself in 2018 that no matter what happens, no matter how busy I get, no matter what the circumstances are, I'm going to be in the Word of God every day. It will change your life. I'm going to be in the Scriptures daily. Part of it is having a proper love for the Word of God. Because if we have a love for the Word of God, we'll desire it and we'll want to be in the Word. You know, Jesus said to the people of His day, He said, "Search the Scriptures." In John 5:39, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of Me." But David had a love for the Word. Psalm 19:10, you don't need to turn there, you just sang it four times. "More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb." More to be desired. God wants us to have that desire for the Word of God so that we will search the Scriptures daily. Let's look at another passage in Psalm 119, verse 40, if we could. And I just want you to see that David had this love for the Word that drove him to be in the Scriptures every day. Psalm 119, verse 40, David says, "Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness." Look at verse 45, Psalm 119, verse 45. "And I will walk in liberty, for I seek thy precepts." He said, "Oh, how love I thy law to my meditation all the day." Every day. Psalm 119:97. David loved the Word of God. He loved it so much that he was in it every day. But that's David's time. Do you know, even way before then, way back in the book of Joshua, what did God say? "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night." Day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. "For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Day and night. That's always been God's desire, is that we delight in, that we love His Word, as we read in 1 Peter 2:2, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby." God wants us to search the Scriptures daily. Daily. Our attitude should be, we need it. We need the Word of God. Job said, "I've esteemed the words of His mouth more than my necessary food," in Job 23:12. He said, "I love the Word of God more than I love food." There's probably some Christians who can't say that. The verse we sang this morning says we should love the Word of God more than gold. Think about that. They searched the Scriptures daily. Isaiah says, "Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read," in Isaiah 34:16. God wants us to search the Scriptures daily. But then it goes on. Acts 17:11. Look at point number four. Point number one, they received it. Point number two, they received it with readiness of mind. Point number three, they searched the Scriptures daily. But look at point number four. Whether those things were so. They didn't just search the Scriptures daily, they actually studied the Scriptures to confirm that what they were being told was true. Now, of course, they only had the Old Testament at this point in Acts 17. But still, they heard the preaching of the disciples and they said, "We got to go check this out." And they opened up the Word and they studied it and they checked it out to make sure that what they were saying was true. You know, we have a biblical responsibility to do the same thing as Christians. We should never take what we hear for granted. We should always check it out. We should always study. We should always confirm that what we hear, what other people tell us, what we might hear in a sermon, whatever, it's in line with God's Word. We have a responsibility to do that. The alternative is Ephesians 4, which says we're blown about with every wind of doctrine. That's not God's desire. He wants us to be grounded in His Word. And the only way we can be grounded is if we study. Go to 2 Timothy 2:15. I know many of you know this verse by heart. If you don't, maybe you should memorize it. God's desire is that we not only search the Scriptures daily, but that we study His Word. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth." The only way you can rightly divide the Word of truth is if you study it. If you don't, you're going to get confused. That's how cults are born. When people take things out of context because they're not rightly dividing the Word. And they take a passage meant for the Jews and say, "Oh, now that applies to me." And what's the result? Trouble. Study. The Bible says they studied whether those things were so. Go to Hebrews chapter 5. I want to show you that God's desire is that every Christian is mature in the Word of God. And the only way that can happen is if we study it. We can't blame our church. We can't blame our pastor. We can't blame our parents. We can only blame ourselves if we're not grounded in the Word of God. Because we have a responsibility to search the Scriptures daily, to study the Scriptures. Notice Hebrews 5, verse 12. The Bible says, "For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat." The writer of Hebrews is rebuking these Christians and saying that you've been saved long enough, but you're still babes in maturity. Maybe you've been saved 10, 20 years. That isn't the point. The point isn't how long you've been saved. The point is, are you grounded in the Word? Look at verse 13. "For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." God wants every believer to become of full age. This isn't talking about our earthly age. Right, Mr. Hemme? This is talking about how mature we are in the Word of God. And you can have a 25-year-old that could be more mature than a 70-year-old in the Word. It's not about the years, it's about the maturity. And that only comes through study. That only comes when we put the effort in to, as it says here, they not only search daily, but whether those things were so. Do I know the Word? Have I been studying the Word? Am I grounded in the Word? Am I ready when those people knock on my door and try to tell me they know the Bible? Or do I peek out and then go duck behind the couch? Because I'm afraid. And some Christians do that. No, God wants us to study every day, to be grounded in His Word. And you know what's going to happen if Christians will get serious about the Word? Look back in our passage this morning. If Christians will get serious about receiving the Word, about receiving it with readiness of mind, about searching the Scriptures every day, even Sundays, and about studying the Scriptures, whether those things are so, look what happens. Verse 12, "Therefore many of them believed." Say, "Oh yes, many of them got saved." Praise God, that is true. They studied it out, they believed the gospel, and they got saved. But you know what happens to Christians when they make the Word of God a priority in their lives? Their faith grows. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. They learn to handle trials properly. David said, "It's good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." They learn how to behave like a Christian should. Jesus said that we should love one another as He loved us. The Bible says we're to have the fruit of the Spirit. The Bible says we're to be witnesses. The Bible says that we're to walk like Jesus walked in 1 John 2:6. You know, the more that we study the Word, the more that all that happens. You know why? Because the Word is powerful. Matter of fact, the Bible says it's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It can pierce to the dividing of soul and spirit, and it can discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. What else can do that? This book can. And so the more that we expose ourselves to its power, you know what happens? We change. We grow. We become more like Jesus. And our faith grows. That is the power of this amazing book. But it never happens as long as it's closed. We've got to open it. Amen? And we've got to read it. We need to meditate in it. We need to memorize it. And we need to study it. And we could never overemphasize the importance of doing those things. God says in Psalm 138:2 that He's magnified His Word above all His name. Imagine that. The name of the Creator of the universe, He's magnified His Word above that. I heard somebody say once, "Oh, you crazy independent Baptist Bible believers, you worship the Word of God. What's wrong with you?" And I say, you know what? Now that you said that, I guess we do worship the Word of God because we worship Jesus Christ and He's the Word of God. He is the Word and the Word is Him. So you can't over love the Word because it's Jesus. In the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God and the Word was God. So these Berean Christians, Paul says, they were noble. They were more noble. Why? Because they received the Word. They received with a readiness of mind. They searched the Scriptures daily and they studied the Word. If we would set out to do those things, God will work miracles in our Christian life. And we will grow and become more like Jesus, which is God's goal for each one of us. Praise the Lord. They search the Scriptures daily. Let's pray. Lord,